哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Let your light shine forth before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. So Jesus is teaching us, whatever we do, good things, not for our own sake, for the glory of God. On the other hand, every moment that we are doing the will of God, we are glorifying Him, glorifying God. No matter it's a big thing or small thing, with heart, trust in the Lord. So all things done is with Jesus, and that to give the taste for yourself, and also the other may taste it. We do not see how things will be, but it's so true. Important is that you live a spirit. I know one priest friend, he's much older than myself, and he shared one of his experience when he was a young priest. He's an Italian. When he was young, he was very successful doing pastoral for the youth. But all these things, he put his strength on himself. He do everything so that the people may praise him. One day, he visited a community of people who live the spirit of unity. This community share everything together, no matter small thing or big thing. When they pray together, when they stay together, this priest can feel the atmosphere is so different. Of course, yes, his friends to work together in the school, but he is more on himself. He meets the spirit of joy, of togetherness. So this is not Christianity. When meeting this group, he found out that in the past, he just looking for himself, for his own glory. Eventually, he changed his style. He started to work for the student in a spirit of communion with the other staff. After that, the whole community changed. Everybody feel the spirit of the presence of Christ. And they are aware that what Jesus says is so true. Where two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. So these are the things that we have learned from the gospel. If we live up with the Spirit of Christ, without looking for any result, even the result is negative, still we have peace with our heart. And that's what attracts people. Peace of mind, following Jesus. And that's our mission. And that's how we live every day. Look at the simple things or bigger things. It's not important. Important that together with Christ, we work together. Also, with other people, at times you have to lose yourself to listen, lose yourself, your idea, to listen more. That's the growth of humanity, of our personality. And this is how we give glory to God. It's not that we do things for our own glory, we do things together with others, in unity. You should understand, with Christ, when we united with Jesus' presence, and that's the gift. That's the people, when they see us, they don't see us, they see Christ in us. Because Christ is love. Christ is unity. So when we love, we live in unity. First of all, we meet Christ. And eventually, other people, when they see us, when they meet us, also they see Christ in us, they meet Christ in us. Thank the Lord that Jesus gave us this spirit of the gospel, so that in a simple thing, daily life, we can share the greatness of the gospel, the presence of the Lord in our midst.